Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Let's bring in our man Jason Jones.
That was the second week in a row he's got this silly hat on.
He wears Dodgers.
Man, you're dressed for Halloween in September. What are you talking about? Like, why would you wear that clown suit this time of year?
Like I told my man Will earlier, we all know what happens around Halloween. You better hope it's not Halloween. We all know what happens.
What won't happen around Halloween. It won't be a Giants game. Only Giants we play will be in New York.
Hey, we all know what happens. See, the clock is hitting midnight at that point. If you even get that far, it's getting earlier and earlier every year. It's like the 25th.
Last time wild card. What happened? Last time I made the playoffs, what happened?
Hey, look, you guys won.
Answer the question. Last time you made the playoffs, what happened?
You guys won that series. No doubt about it. I can't dispute that.
I mean, you up here, you outside the club right now talking about what's going to happen.
I'm outside the club with the Bentley and a Rolex.
Well, I hope it's not in San Francisco.
Well, definitely no.
You got the Bentley Baby Birdman and them had back in 98, 99. I mean, it ain't a new one, but hey, I guess whatever works for you.
What you have? You have the MC Hammer Mercedes in 88? Is that the one that you got?
No, we got new stuff. You know, my new stuff?
Shohei, you ain't got no new stuff.
My man Shohei. Y'all been to the club once in 20.
Shohei gonna fail like the rest of them.
Ooh,
he gonna fail like the rest of them.
Okay,
like they all did. We didn't see MVPs, Cy Youngs, all these guys.
How's Matt Chapman gonna do in the playoffs?
Well, he ain't gonna be in the playoffs.
Okay, then. Well, what are we talking about?
We talking about y'all losing again. That's what we talk about.
Yeah, unless you like a Diamondback fan or a Padres fan, you shouldn't even be in the Padres.
Let's go, baby.
Or a Phillies fan. A relevant team.
That's gonna be tough.
I hope they give your GM like a 10-year extension. He's doing a great job.
He's a mole, and we're getting that mole out of here.
He's outstanding. What are you talking about?
He's a mole. His plan was executed perfectly.
What plan? He's doing a great job.
He's with the Dodgers. He's like birdie and above the rim. Aren't
you guys like better than the Rockies? You're not in last place. I mean, congratulations on a fine season.
Everybody better than the Rockies. I've said this before, but Jason, did you know they have never won an NLS?
Who?
The Rockies. Not once in their existence. That is awful. The one time they had their run, they were a wild card.
They're a wild card. I'm pretty sure no one in Colorado even cares about that. They're like, whatever. Like, when do the Broncos play? That's all they care about in Denver.
They don't even care about the Nuggets.
Yeah, it's like World Series, NBA Finals. Man, what's Bo Nix going to do? That's all they care about, Denver.
Well, since you guys so charmingly brought up the Dodgers, we should probably talk about Shohei for a minute. Like, what that dude is doing is crazy. Like, he's creating. He's like, no, I don't really like this club. I'm just going to create my own club. y'all had this 40-40 club. That's cool, man. I'm just going to create a 50-50 club.
Man.
And he's approaching that number, and that's insane. He's already in a club no one's ever been in before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy because, like, I'll just steal three bases today. It's like,
his game is crazy.
I mean, and it's like a part of their, to me, the reason why he's an MVP candidate, because with all the injuries they've had to their pitching staff, whenever it feels like whenever they need a hit, somehow he's at the plate and he's hitting the ball off the park, or he's getting it. Yeah, he's been better than I thought he was. I knew he was good, but when you're like following a guy regularly, you kind of, I'm like, wow, he's really good. Like, just like, I know it's kind of like a dub, but you know, sometimes you just don't know how good a player, you know, you can know a player's good because you follow the sport in general. But when you like on a daily basis realize, wow, again, and then people forget. Remember, start the year, people were all down on him. They were like, oh, he's off to a slow start. He's like, okay, I'll show you.
He looks like he could flirt with the greatest we've ever seen. Yeah, like, sure. Barry Bonds is the best for player, sure, I ever saw. Like, he could be that.
Yeah.
I mean, 50, a 50-50?
it's ridiculous.
The Dodger Stadium is not really a home run park.
Especially at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're playing half your games there.
He's ridiculous. He is going to be in that discussion of greatest ever, greatest I've ever seen, or whatever the case may be. The only, I guess it's a knock. I don't mean it as a knock. The only thing that I think about that separates him and Bonds and Griffey and, you know, some of these other ones is he doesn't play the field.
Mm-hmm.
I know he pitches, you know, and that's a whole thing in itself. But,
I guess I don't care. Yeah, it's like,
you know,
like,
that's a whole thing in itself. But
he hasn't even pitched for him.
Do you think he's gonna pitch, right?
I think at some point he will, but it's like, even it's just like somebody said, what's a sports comp? It's like, imagine if like you had like your team had Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott, and like Joe Montana just like threw three TDs and then went and played free safety.
Mm.
Like, it's just like, or you know, it's ridiculous. We've never seen anything like this. So I mean, everybody knows that my hope is just that translates in October, well, when Freddie and Mookie like to, you know, forget how to hit.
I was about to say, when he bats 153 in the divisional round, don't say I didn't tell you.
You'll know he's a Dodger.
let's be positive, y'all. I could make other jokes, but I'm going to be nice today. I'm not going to say things.
Well, like our man Zabo says.
I'm not going to say terrible things about other teams you guys like, you know.
You guys, hey, man. Oh, my hands are clean on this one. I swear to God.
I mean, because I could bounce around different teams. But I don't need my mentions and stuff flooded for being a hater.
Oh, see, now you're bringing the Kings into this. That's what I feel like. No, I see the wipe that stupid look off your face.
I ain't saying that about the Kings. Hey, I'm just saying we'll all be free on Christmas. So hey.
Well, see, that was that was completely uncalled for.
Hey, you started it, man. You started.
You did
it.
Kings weren't doing it. I didn't do anything.
You just jumped on it talking about October. And everything.
He got a hat on. You got a full uniform on.
You got the baseball pants on today, too.
You dress like you're about to take the field, and you mad at Jason for wearing a hat.
I got a hat on. You've got your glove over in the corner.
Look, it pissed me off. What you want me to say? It pissed me off. And if there's one thing you don't want to do, that's piss me off.
I swear that
don't piss me
the
off.
The Jeff Jarrett quote is the strangest.
Don't watch Giants games, so you'll be all right.
Well, I've got a point.
Done that.
You don't let the Marlins come to town, and you'll be happy.
It's just embarrassing. These guys, hey, get these guys out of here, man. It's just embarrassing, man.
How you feel just a few days away from your Raiders season starting? I try to be positive about them and like, show me you can win, or show me you can lose. I just can't get excited about that offense. That's the thing that just kills me, is I can't get excited about that offense.
If they had like just a Jeff Hostetler type, I'd be like, okay, we were in business. But it's kind of hard for me to be like, oh yeah, Gardner Minshew, yeah, we're rolling. I just can't, you know. Guys like him, a lot of times in the NFL, like fool's gold, they're always great when they're like not expected to be the starter. They come in, you know, and they win a few games as a backup. But when those guys have to start, you win four or five games. And that's kind of my fear, is just that as good as that defense is, I just don't, you know, how do you not upgrade that position more in the offseason? It just feels like, to me, some of it's the residual of Josh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, and maybe you figure that your quarterback's in next year's draft. I don't, you know, because they were kind of in a pickle last year. You know, if they go ahead and just tank the season, Antonio doesn't have that job. Mm-hmm. So he was going to try to win games, but they won just enough to be out of range to get a quarterback. All right. And I mean, I guess you don't want to go like say the Ryan Tannehill route, like that type of thing, mate. You know, but yeah, it's just. It's hard to get excited about that offense. I mean, it's just it. I don't know. You got an all-pro receiver. I like what they could probably do with tight end, you know, with between Bowers, you know, and Mayer, you know, and then I think the running, they could be able to run the ball, but I would dare them to throw. Mm. You know, I would – every game I would dare Gardner Minshew to beat me.
Yeah. So one of the things that – I think about what Gardner Minshew, because I think he's an all right football player. Like, he's cool. I think with him there, you have a possibility of getting, you know, 7, 8, 9 wins, you know, at best with him. But I feel that way if all the weapons around him are ready to go. Mm-hmm. And without Brock Bowers being able to go week 1, it looks like, or at the very least he's questionable. Devontae Adams, I didn't know this until over the weekend, that he's at least listed as questionable for week 1. That's where it gets dicey. If the weapons around him that are solidified, and I know Brock is a rookie, but I think he's legit. But yeah. If the ones that are solidified that are around him aren't there, that's he's not that good where he can just take anybody and win 6-7 games. Like,
yeah,
he
needs his, I don't best know about saying him. Gardner Minshew go win me the game. I don't know if I like that prospect. Yeah. No, and the Raiders are in a weird spot at quarterback, because generally either A, if you're going to, you know, this is going back a couple of years, if you're going to get rid of Derek Carr, you get a major upgrade or you go young. They didn't either. They kind of stayed in the same range with Jimmy. That didn't work, and now they're just going backwards.
Do you
so think, I don't know what they're doing with that position right now.
Do you think Devontae finishes the season as a Raider?
I do. I just don't, I can't see Mark Davis trading him. I don't care how unhappy he is. You got to think about it, you know, who we learned from. How often did his dad trade a guy because he was mad? I mean, he eventually traded Randy Moss, you know, because basically he didn't have much. I just can't see him getting traded.
But from that perspective, less that he's like mad, and more for, and this might be the Mark Davis thing you were speaking about, more so like this might be better for the team. Like, if we can move him halfway through this season, we might be able to get some draft capital for him, because we're obviously. This is like purgatory. This is like a kind of a semi rebuild, but it's like a rebuild on one side of the ball and not the other.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they really need to address one position. Unfortunately for Devontae, it's the most important position to him.
Yeah,
and my fear with trading him would be, because I think their quarterback, I think their franchise, their future quarterback's in the 2025 draft. That's where their quarterback is. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to draft a guy, wouldn't you rather have Devontae Adams on the team than not?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. And then even with draft capital, it's not like you're going to trade him to a team that's picking top 5. Mm-hmm. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to find like the worst team and say, yeah, we're going to get the first round pick in 2025. Mm-hmm. I'd take my chance, because I think. If everything falls right, they can still be competitive this year. I mean, I don't think they're going to be. I mean, unless you get you know, too many injuries on offense, or Gardner and AOC are just, you know, worse than I can imagine. With that defense, they're going to be in a lot of games. They've got a good kick. They got good special. They got a good kicker. Got a good, you know. So they've got everything else around where I think they're going to be competitive. Right. And if you trade Devontae, you're waving the white flag. And I think Devontae, you know, when you have questionable quarterback play, I think the last thing you want to do is take away the playmakers you have. I think even with a bad QB, Devontae can make plays.
And I think I agree with you, Jason. I think they can be around a 500 team. Everything going good. People staying healthy. Gardner Minshew being what I think he could be. Adams, Bowers, maybe find one other playmaker. And everything could be good, but it's just when you start off with injury issues on that offense. And then we read the schedule. You know, we talked about the first nine games before you get to the bye.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a potential 2-7, 3-6. And then that's when you asked the question about Davante Adams. If they're 3-6, Devontae may voice his displeasure and try to get out at that point.
Yeah.
And that's where I take management side and be like, so? So? I'm not trading you.
The corporate professor.
Yeah, we're not
his
trading.
Last name is Jones, so I mean oh
it just makes
Jason
I
Jerry Jones
it,
over here.
Yeah, I just don't see a scenario where it makes sense to trade him. And the thing, you know, so I think teams are gonna call, because teams called last year apparently. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna call.
The only scenario I think makes sense, and I don't think this happens, this is where, you know,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Kenny sees like a 2-7 in these first 10 games. I don't see that happening. I think, you know, we look at schedules, we get enamored with what we think is going to happen. But should something like a 2-7 happen, that's where I do wonder. It's like, can you get something back for him that will help accelerate this rebuild a little bit, on at least on the offensive end, next year? But I'm leaning more to, I don't think that's going to be the case. And I think they'll be pretty competitive. And as long as they're competitive, you keep them around and you feed that beast.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be like a bottom five team. And that's the only part that's scary about that, is that if you know you go into next year needing a quarterback in the draft, you know, what happens if you're in that 13-ish range, 15
gotta
range,
move up.
You know?
Yeah, gotta move up.
You know, and that's why that whole story, I mean, you never know how true that whole Ziegler wanted to move up to get a CJ and Josh McDaniel said no. If any part of that story is true, it's another reason why Josh McDaniel should never be allowed in the state of Nevada. But
Ziegler was making sure everybody knew he was the baby face.
Yeah, Ziegler was like, it wasn't me. I wanted to go get CJ, and that dude told me no. Yeah. Well, in Ziegler's defense, it was Josh that hired him.
Well, that's...
So, I mean, he kind of couldn't go against the guy who hired him.
Yeah. I don't want to steal your heat. You want to bring the Deion Sanders question to Jason?
Yeah. So we were talking about it earlier, Jay, and I look at potentially there being 2 jobs on the market for Coach Prime in the spring. He can go to Dallas or he can go to Florida State. Which one do you think he would choose?
Florida State.
Hmm.
What if he could coach Shador in the NFL?
That, to me, that would be the only thing that would flip it.
So what we got hung up on is Dallas, clearly, they'll almost certainly, I should say, have a head coach opening and a quarterback opening. When you look around the league with teams, I guess he had like a list, or people were able to figure out a list of like a certain number of teams, like, and they were all teams he played for: Atlanta, Baltimore, Washington. None of those make sense from Niners, right? One standpoint or both standpoints.
Right.
Apparently Vegas was on that list.
I've seen that, yeah.
And it really boils down to, would you do Antonio Pierce that dirty if it landed you Deion and Shedeur Sanders?
I think the thing is if the season goes that bad, you could draft Shedeur and not bring Deion. The reason why I'm
hesitating, and that would have to be catastrophic, by the way. That's almost impossible to see.
They would have to go like 2-15.
Yeah.
You know, to be in that situation, and then you know, yeah. And I think the other thing too is this: is that look how many coaches Mark has gone through already just since they've been in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can't even if things go terrible. I can't see him wanting to go ahead and blow up a whole other coaching staff, have to pay another staff. Then pay. I just can't see a scenario where that happens, you know. And that's where the whole Dallas thing is interesting, because if for some reason they don't keep Dak, that's a scenario where if you're the Raiders and you're like 16, 17 in the draft, you say, you know what, we're gonna go out and sign Dak Prescott.
Yeah, pay him.
You know, we'll pay. You know. He'd easily be the best quarterback they've had since, what, Gannon? Mm-hmm.
And you might have to Deshaun Watson that joint, because it's not going to just be the Raiders.
Right. No, like, and you're going to have to Deshaun Watson it, plus your no state income tax. And, you know, you're looking at, you know, probably $70 million a year at least.
Mark going to try to offer him ownership somewhere.
Mark going to try to get him some of Allegiant Airlines or something.
He's going to offer him the Aces. Like, look, buddy, I can't give you the Raiders, but there's nothing in the CBA that says I can't give you the Aces.
Back over there. Hey, Asia Wilson will be at the press conference. It's like, what is she doing here? It's like, yeah, I think their future quarterback is not on the roster. And I think they're going to, they're going to do something. They're going to have to do something, because I think they're going to be good defensively. They're young enough on defense to be good for a nice window. Mm. And even offensively, they're young enough, you know, outside of, you know, Devontae's not really old, but, you know, you got Bowers and you got all these young guys who are get some talent. You got to get the quarterback fixed. Mm. But I also just can't see Prime. I think coaching in the NFL would be different for him, because he would not be the star. He couldn't run it the same way. I think he knows that. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole talk about mentoring men and being a fighter. Nobody want to hear that in the pros. And I think he knows his biggest impact is probably with college players, because you get to the pros. I mean, somebody's gonna be like, man, forget you. You know.
All right.
Yeah, you know, this ain't 1995. We don't care about Prime.
Right.
You know, so I just think his biggest impact, you know, I mean, heck, as a Raider guy, I take Dak Prescott and Travis Hunter.
One of the reasons why that kind of gets brought up the way it does is because Prime is either outright said or alluded to a couple of different times that, like, me and Shedeur are a package deal, or me, Shedeur, and Travis or a package deal. And that's why it's like, how does this even work?
I can't even believe, my thing is, I can't even take everything like that seriously.
Me, Shedeur, and Travis is wild.
Well, it's like, I can't even take that idea seriously. Me and two top 10 picks is it's like, okay, you draft my son, you trade up in the first round again and take Travis. And then here's the other thing, part about it too. What if Colorado goes like 5-7? Are you going to give all that up for a below 500 Power 5 coach?
Yeah.
I mean, if the NFL is a business to where good team, bad team, you're making a ton of money. Mm-hmm. He's not going to show up like he does at a Colorado and change the economy the way he did at Colorado. Mm-hmm. Say he ended up, I don't know, in Jacksonville. They're going to care about football the same way now than they did before he got there. I just feel like in college he had such a bigger impact on on the players, on the program, you know, probably can't get paid the same, but he also won't have the same control. He'll have a GM in the pro. He can't pick his own players.
Hell, he probably get paid more.
He get paid. I'm sure he gets paid more than college. Maybe not in college. You mentioned out the gate the whole question about Florida State today. He probably make more at Florida State.
Oh, yeah. Because remember, he was kind of like trolling them for years about how come you going to interview me?
Mm-hmm. He should go to Florida State. Like, yeah, that
Florida
should be
State, it ain't been good since Florida State talked about how bad the ACC was and they needed out. Now they can't win in the ACC.
Damn. All bad. Remember when
that Cal game isn't feeling as scary as it did. Like, hey, maybe we've got a chance in Tallahassee now.
Remember when
that quarterback play is a I had to get YouTube TV to watch that.
Welcome to the family, Jason. Welcome to the family.
Yeah. I said, your days are numbered, DirecTV. I said, well, I'm not even going to wait. What am I doing? I said, they will not get me for another billing cycle,
Campbell. Were you able to get a hold of them and cancel? Because they make it really difficult for you to cancel.
I went online and did it.
I think that's a new law.
Because
so many, like, you can sign up for a service in a split second. Mm-hmm. To cancel a service, you got to get on the phone and you have to press X to acknowledge that you're going to cancel, right. And they know you're going to cancel, and they're never going to pick up the phone.
Would you like to speak to a representative to confirm you're canceling? I'm canceling. Hi, before you go, we have another. No, I don't want to stay. No, I'm like, yeah. I was like, wow. I'm ready to watch US. I'm going between NXT, and then I'm going to switch over and watch the football game on my laptop. And I'm like, hold up, what is this? What is TVPromise.com? He's gonna offer me a $20 discount on my next bill, man. Get out of here. I did not realize how much Disney controlled sports until that day.
Yeah.
And I realized, and then the little message was like, we hope to have, you know, by the way, you know, you can watch it on the app. Like, no, I can't. It's like, you don't
have the channels. What are you talking about?
I was just like, oh, I said, oh, yeah, they playing with us now. And I said, I can't get to Monday. I mean, even just for like sensibly for work. I can't not have access to football. Mm-hmm. You know, I just can't be like, okay, as long as the game's not on ESPN or ABC, I'll watch it. Like, I don't have that option. Yeah. I'm up at the bar now. I'm like, maybe I could have expensed that. I should have thought about that. I got to go to the bar again, y'all. Well, can I expense this meal? It's like, I got to watch the games.
I'm here at Morton's. I have to watch the game.
Yeah. And I'm like,
no, I had four old fashions. What's the problem? I was here for the whole game.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I was here all day. Of course I had lunch and dinner and four drinks. Like, what would you do? Jason, we're not paying for your $200 bill.
Game 916 said, DirecTV said, Jason, please don't do this. Please don't do this, Jason.
Because they're like, are you sure? I'm damn sure I'm doing this. How are you going to do it 30 minutes before kickoff?
Because you don't have the game.
It's been like, well, we hope to have it resolved maybe by mid-September, because then the new TV season starts. Like, I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
And I hope to never speak to you again.
I was like, I was already on the fence about staying with them anyway. I said, that just made the decision a whole lot easier. Yeah.
So gratifying. That was one of the most gratifying phone calls in my life. I'm out.
I was like, bye. I don't need you anymore. Bye. Yeah, like I said, it's kind of scary that Disney controls sports that much, too, though. Mm. That it's like, if you don't have them, because like the little message in DirecTV was like, you know, of course they have most of, you know, the Big Ten. And I'm like, they're just like naming like two or three like important conferences. Like, yeah, they cover their games on Saturday, but that's okay.
But who needs that?
Like, you realize Fox has, you know, I don't know, whatever. And there's still the ACC network. It's like right now, the ACC network ain't looking so hot.
Mm. No.
Damn. Well, unless you're Florida. I mean, not Florida State or Clemson. And then I also get joy out of watching Dabo Sweeney's like flounder.
We all.
I mean, I feel like for Dabo, this is the Lord's will. You know, I feel like this is what God wants him to go through now. He wants him to, you know, get beaten up by Georgia and no longer win national championships. So.
Well, look, I can, like I said, I would talk about, like, I got this right. Show me my respect, Barry Horowitz, do whatever I got to do. I was dead wrong about DJU. Man, when I saw him at Bosco.
You could do it.
I think it's Ugia Lely.
I think that's
I was working on the guy from Tennessee, his name, over the weekend. I still need some work.
I think he's a Pauly kid, the kid from Tennessee. I think it's the Pauly.
He's nice. He nice, yeah. But I won't make no.
Yeah, I was out of town last week, and luckily when Polly was up this way, well, thank God.
I wasn't gonna bring it up. But...
It's not. That's not my Polly. I saw that score. I said, "Pour me another drink." God.
Did what was I gonna say? Is that me?
No, you're good. Okay. You can you hear? I don't.
Yeah,
hear
I hear
you.
A little. No, I don't hear. No,
you're
no
good.
More.
Yeah.
But I was
talking about DJ.
Yeah, I was wrong. Yeah. I thought when I saw him at Bosco in that state championship game, I was like, this dude could go to the league.
Turns out he stinks.
He's not that good. Not that good.
The DJ memes are outstanding now.
Not good.
I mean, it's only two games in, but there. Someone said he could overthrow the Cuban government when Castro was in charge.
Yikes.
Oh.
Yikes.
Oh.
I mean.
So wait, look.
I mean.
I'll stall him out just a little bit. He was good at Oregon State last year. Maybe it's the coach.
Somebody said the thing is about it too was Oregon State was a run heavy team and he got all his stuff off of play action and you know they're asking to drop back and like in a sprint, you know. He was like the number one player in the country, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was
and I'm
special.
Like sitting there going like I said, I'm watching him go, I'm like, man, if that's gonna be the quarterback, I mean the UC Davis quarterback looked better than him. I'm like, maybe we got a chance now in Tallahassee. I mean, outside of Miami, it's not looking good for Florida football.
Oh, it's definitely
no, Miami look good though.
Football. Speaking of the Pac-12,
Miami look good, and Florida like they'll need a new coach. You know,
speaking of the Pac-12 or Pac-12 or whatever,
suck.
They continue to just destroy themselves as they couldn't come up to an agreement with the Mountain West. So, Oregon State and Washington State will be like independents next year.
Next two were like the nastiest independents.
All right.
Like, it's like, how do you pitch to a school? Hey, we got an open date in Pullman.
Oh, man.
Like, what? I'm cool. It's like the two non-marquee schools in that state, too. It's like, hey, who wants to come to Corvallis? It's like, nah, I'm cool. Who do they go talk to? Like, we'll do a home and home in Pullman. It's like, I don't know what they're going to do. Cause that's like nasty. Like,
how do you not agree to nothing with the Mountain West? Like, just do what you got to do to keep some teams on your schedule.
I mean, imagine being that football staff and you got to recruit. And they're like, so what about next season, coach? Well, we'll get to that.
About that.
They're going to be heavy in that portal. They're going to be like, yeah, who needs a job? Because, yeah, we're struggling. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for just that situation because it didn't have to be that way, I think. But that's the way it happened, you know. And now Cal plays Miami and Florida State, and this is very weird.
Traditional rivals.
Incredible.
Rivalry unlike any other.
Throw the records out when these two teams get together.
No, the nastiest part was during the Olympics when the ACC was
claiming.
Look at all the medals we've won. Stop.
So bad.
That was nasty work there. All these Cal and Stanford athletes winning gold medals and swimming and stuff. And the ACC.
Katie Ledecky, ACC proud.
The ACC is racking up gold medals. It's like, no, it's not. It's like, no, it's not. She went to Stanford. He never swam in the ACC. Stop this. But yeah, it's a whole different. Yeah, it's just going to be weird. I mean, Cal has Oregon State on the schedule this season. They got UCLA next season. You know, so I mean, it's like weird the idea that like USC would be an out of conference game if they, you know, but college football is just weird now. You know, who knows? The SEC goes all the way to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Good luck to all involved. Jay, we appreciate you as always. We're locked in over there. On the New York Times, waiting to see what drops next.
I got something on the way. You know, it's kind of a lighthearted deal, but yeah, we got some stuff on the way. So
okay, we're tapped in. No. Appreciate you, Jay.
All right, y'all.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign.
Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.